forest for the trees? Well, some days you can't see the forest for all the blood and tears and heartbreak. They call me Charday. I'm a private investigator who's seen better days. A woman who's given up on love. And I'm a squirrel. It was Wednesday morning and the whiskey bottle was doing everything it could to get my attention.
Oh, good morning, Charday. I trust I'm not interrupting anything of importance.
Mayor Screech, what's a respectable owl like you doing in my tree?
I find myself in need of a gumshoe. It's my nephew, Oliver. He's been in reform school for...
Reform school? Always thought Oliver was a good kid, kept his beak clean.
He started flocking with the wrong feather. There was a string of robberies in the Elm Grove. Somebody fingered him over the long weekend. Oliver flew the coop.
And you want me to find him and haul his feathery ass back to school?
Bingo!
All right. You got yourself a dick.
I heard tell he was seen north of the meadow by the old abandoned rabbit warren.
Oh, you mean Scrub Brush Holler.
I believe that's what it's called.
The mayor's nephew shacking up in the holler. Now I see why you want to keep a lid on the story.
Look, Squirrel, Ollie may be in over his head. Will you go see if you can find him?
I guess I could use a case. It's 6 nuts a day, plus expenses.
Any sort of nuts?
Yeah, but only an asshole pays with pecans.
Deal!
And so I went down to Scrub Brush Holler. It's where the forest dumps its undesirables. Creatures ruined by disappointment and drink. Lives piled high with regrets and best intentions. Somewhere in this thicket of crushed hope and destroyed dreams was a juvenile delinquent owl. Lost, afraid, possibly dangerous. First stop was to look up an old dear friend of mine, Jane Doe.
Charday.
It's good to see you, Jane.
Is it? Is it really? Is it really good seeing me in this little one-room dump on the wrong side of the meadow? Eating crabgrass for every meal when I used to dine on clover and Kentucky blue.
Jane, are you on something? You seem loopy.
I might have took a little something to calm down. It's nothing.
You want coffee or something?
Love ruined me. I mean, what's the big deal? He had hooves. I had hooves. And so handsome, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Clyde's a knockout. Is he here?
No. He's gone to the store. The store.
Jane, I...
So he's a horse. I'm a deer. Big deal, I thought. I was so naive.
Morning, Jane.
Hiya, gorgeous. Hey, why the long face?
Why the long face? Because I married the most beautiful animal in the forest, and all I could give her is squalor and shame.
Clyde, don't talk like that.
They all laugh at the way I talk. The only one I could speak farm with was the old gray goose, and now he's dead.
It's just a little accent. It's charming.
Was thinking about getting a job. Maybe something in transportation.
No! A saddle with some damn primate on your back? I couldn't bear it. I thought it was gonna gonna work?
Some folks are still a little uptight about that whole domestic versus wild thing.
A little uptight? They painted farm lover on my door. I lost everything. I had to come here with the rest of the trash. I thought love was enough, but it wasn't.
Nope. Never is. Clyde's not really at the store, is he?
Why did you come here? To mock me?
Trying to track down the mayor's nephew.
Oliver? He set up nest in the dead sycamore by the creek. Him and a pretty little sparrow.
What's her name, this sparrow?
His name is Henry, or Henri, as he likes to say.
And so I went down to the dead sycamore by the creek.
What do you want?
You, Henry Sparrow?
It's Henri Moineau.
My name's Charday. I'm looking for Oliver.
Who wants to know?
I'm trying to help here. The sooner we get Oliver back to school...
School? You mean juvie?
It could turn into jail if we don't track him down soon.
Well, he's not...
Kid, get a hold of yourself.
Thanks. I needed that.
Sure.
Ollie's a sweet kid. He got framed for those robberies, took the fall.
Where is he?
I pray to God he's in the arms of some sweet-talking door-to-door salesman.
But you don't really believe that.
No. There's been a lot of critters gone missing in the holler lately. More than normal. You know Amy, who runs the beaver dam?
I know Amy. She used to babysit me and my brother.
Amy's been looking into stuff, trying to rally the holler, get the cops to take it serious. She says she's pretty sure it's all connected to the old hunting shack. Hey, if you find out something about Ollie, I want to know.
I'll find him. Back when I was just getting started in this lousy trade, I used to do a lot of divorce work. Let me tell you, some fine upstanding citizens of the meadow like to come down to the Beaver Dam. Booze, dope, gambling, bit of tail. This is the place.
Oh, Sharday! Looking good, girl!
Amy, how's business?
Bowling.
Preachers aren't giving you too much grief?
Between you and me and the mulberry bush, preachers are practically putting my kid through college. Oh, sure, baby. When are you gonna stop snooping and peeping through keyholes and come work for me?
Thanks for the offer, Amy. I'll keep it in mind. Hey, I'm not just here for laughs. I was looking for Oliver, the owl, the mayor's nephew.
Well, the mayor... La-dee-da.
Heard there's been a lot of mysterious disappearances in the holler of late.
Folks like to talk. A lot of balderdash, if you ask me. Malarkey, hot air, you know, in fact.
Oh, Christ on a half shell, Amy.
Oh, Shaw, I'm sorry. Look, I spilled my milk all over you. Come to my office, I'll get that cleaned up.
Nice office. Knotty pine.
Birch. Listen, the drink spill was a ruse.
I figured that out.
Look, this is all getting too hot. But there's a killer on the loose in the holler. Cops don't care. Newspapers don't care. We're expendable.
When did it start?
About 6 months ago. I tried to do something about it, get folks talking, but it's too damn dicey. I got my boy to think about, not to mention the kids who work the dam. But I keep hearing whispers about the shack.
The shack?
Just go look. Maybe it's nothing. What am I saying? Forget everything. Get out of scrub brush holler. Go back to the meadow. I gotta go. 9 o'clock show's about to start. I love you, squirrel.
So, I went home, made myself a cup of tea, and read me some Emily Dickinson. Yeah, right. I hightailed it right over to the shack. Shack. Just a big old box made of weather-beaten boards, right? Nothing to be scared of. But the smell. Sweet, but with a chemical bite. I walk. Ollie. Oliver! And the case is solved just like that. It's over. Because the first thing I see is Oliver, the owl boy, plain as day, staring right at me. Oh, no. No. His eyes are glass. It's just marbles filling up those sockets. The poor kid has been taxied.
Hello, Chardin.
Mayor, stop. You don't want to come in. You don't want to see what they did to your nephew.
Oh, Chardin, you don't really think I'm the squeamish sort.
I've been played. I looked around. Dozens of animals frozen in place. Raccoons, chipmunks, hummingbirds, grass snakes. Stuffed. Here's where all the missing animals were. Your Honor, you knew about this?
Oh, yes.
Why did you hire me?
I figured a washed-up drunk like you wouldn't find anything.
Which means you struck up a deal with the primates.
It's simple, really. I give them a steady supply of specimens from the hollow, and they leave the respectable citizens of the meadow alone. Ooh, this is what makes the world go round, Charday.
Well, maybe the whole damn world needs to stop going round.
Why, Jane Doe, why don't you just put down that gun?
Where is he? Where is Clyde?
The world needs glue, Jane.
No!
Jane, you know when I get all wound up, I like to go down to the highway. It sounds just like a rushing river.
Yeah?
Jane, don't listen to him.
And one of the most peaceful things is to just look at the headlights. Doesn't that sound nice?
It does.
Well, why don't you do that then? And then when you've calmed down, come back. And we'll talk.
Okay.
No, Jane!
You filthy, murderous owl.
I'm doing this for the good of the forest.
Hold it!
Henri, don't look!
Too late! You killed your own nephew!
He was on to me! He got himself sent to reform school to investigate some kickbacks I was getting from some bark beetles.
I'm going to shoot you!
No, you're not. You're weak. Without Oliver, your short, miserable life is nothing. In fact, you're about to cry like a worm in the sun.
Ollie! I'm sorry.
Soon, little sparrow, you and the squirrel will join him. Stuffed animals to sit on some primate's mantle. Give me the gun, Henry.
And the kid stops crying, stands taller.
It's Henri.
Oh, give it to me.
Use your anger, kid.
What should I do?
Shoot the damn owl.
Right.
No!
Ooh! Ooh! Ow! Ow! Ooh! Me! Oh! Oh my God! I killed the mayor! What am I gonna do?
We gotta hustle you out of the holler.
I wanna give Oliver a decent burial.
We got time for that. So, we got Oliver in the ground, said a few words. I took Henri downriver to a place where they don't ask questions. We even managed to save Jane before she did a little do-si-do with a semi. And the mayor? Well, stop by the beaver dam and maybe Amy will take you down to the card room where high up on a perch, His Honor Mayor Screech watches over the game through his cold glass eyes.
This segment appeared in the Back to School episode, recorded on September 8th, 2014. It was recorded by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal, and featured special guests Cliff Mass, Steve Scher, and Modern Angels. This is Sandbox Radio.